Milwaukee-based Midwest Airlines recently announced a deal with Indiana-based Republic Airways Holdings. Under the agreement, Midwest will lease more smaller jets that will be maintained and flown by Republic employees. Midwest Airlines says it plans to lay off another 270 people. That's on top of 1,600 job cuts announced earlier this year. As he led a protest march to the Milwaukee airport, Midwest Pilots Union leader Jay Schnadorf said company management is making a mistake.
They must think the public is stupid if they think that the passengers and the public are going to see these new airplanes and see this new product and think that nothing's changed.
The Airline Pilots Association says it's setting aside $2 million to pay for rallies and other tools to help the Midwest pilots, flight attendants, and mechanics get their story across. The union says it's considering all of its options and won't rule out a strike. They also hope the Wisconsin congressional delegation will push the Bush administration to enforce Midwest's labor contracts. Midwest Airlines, which last year was taken over by Northwest Airlines and a private equity group, says it's trying to cut costs, raise money, and stay out of bankruptcy. Midwest spokesperson Michael Brophy says the firm doesn't think it's breaking any employee deals.
It is difficult. We're not minimizing the impact on pilots and flight attendants and mechanics and their families, but you know, our plan is to bring them back to fly these airplanes once we are able to get them on our certificate.
The certificate is federal approval of who's operating the planes. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.